Chapter 2. Hercules's Terrible Sin. Time passes and Hercules is a man now. He marries a beautiful woman called Megara and has three sons. Hera sees that Hercules is happy with his family and she's furious. She puts a spell on Hercules and he becomes mad. In his imagination, Hercules sees four enemies coming to attack him. He takes his sword and kills his enemies. They fall to the floor and the spell disappears, and Hercules suddenly sees the terrible reality. The four people are his wife and three sons.
"What did I do?"
cries Hercules in despair.
"I killed my wonderful family. What demon possessed me? I don't want to live without my family. I want to die."
Hercules goes to the priestess at the Temple of Apollo.
"I killed my family, and I want to die," he says.
"No, Hercules,"
the priestess replies.
"You must live and pay for your terrible crime. Go to King Eurystheus in Mycenae. He'll give you many missions to complete. Do them all, and this will clean your soul."
Hercules arrives at the palace of King Eurystheus.
"I did a terrible crime, and I'm here to clean my soul,"
he explains.
"Then I'll give you difficult, dangerous missions,"
says the king.
"You must be strong and courageous to complete them all. There's a ferocious monster in a cave near the lakes of Argos. It's got the body of a dog and nine heads. Each head is like a snake with poison in its mouth. We call the monster the Hydra. You must kill it for your first mission. Many people tried to kill the monster before, but nobody did. Will you try?"
"Yes, I will, Your Majesty."
"He won't complete this. It's an impossible task,"